You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 66 and verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Did you know that this scripture, it is not God who said that? It's not like the one in Isaiah that he said, your sin has separated you from me. It is a man that is saying this. That means this man, he doesn't deceive himself. He has clear understanding. He is not going to blame God. He knows why his prayer is not being answered. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart. Do you see that sometimes we can't see why your prayer is not answered? Because it's a matter with your heart. You know, to regard iniquity in your heart, you could outwardly pretend that you are against sin, but inwardly you love sin. The Bible said concerning Jesus that he loves righteousness and hates iniquity. You see, that's Jesus. So Jesus does not regard sin in his heart. Jesus does not desire worldliness. There are people today, they know certain things are sinful, but they still love it. They desire it in their heart. Outwardly, they may not be performing it, but inwardly, they love it. They love what they see with the people of the world. They crave for the kind of sin that is on display in the world. What that means is that you regard iniquity in your heart. You have a regard for it. You have a respect for it. You have a desire for it in your heart. And you know, nobody knows this. But you see, a honest man said, he said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. That's honesty. That's a man of honesty. He didn't need anybody to preach to him. He didn't need anybody to sermonize him. He knew very well, if I don't forgive people, God is not going to hear me. If I am bitter in my heart, God is not going to hear me because I regard iniquity in my heart. Could this be the reason why your prayers are not being answered? Could it be that you regard iniquity in your heart? Some of you, there are people you are holding in your heart. There are people that you are bitter towards them in your heart. And you see, because it is in your heart, it's very quiet, it's very silent. Even sometimes you yourself, you are not conscious of it. Except situation and event, bring it out again. But it's quietly there. It's quietly there. And that is why I want to remind you again that Jesus actually came to set us free from iniquity. The Bible says the iniquity of us all was laid upon him. So you should not be having hindrance to your prayers. You know, today people still talk about the prince that withstood the prayer of Daniel. That cannot happen in Christ Jesus. Because in Christ Jesus, we are seated in him, far above principalities and power. So don't go and read the book of Daniel and say that maybe there is one principality that is holding down your prayer. That cannot happen. Our prayer now, we don't just send our prayer to God. We pray it in God. Our prayer is prayed in God because we are in Christ. And that is what you should come into today. By letting go. By letting the blood of Jesus to clean that your heart, to wipe it. Do you regard iniquity in your heart? You know, when you regard iniquity in your heart, when you are alone or you are in a place where what you do, no other eye will see it except God. You don't mind to compromise. That's to tell you that you truly regard iniquity in your heart. It's just that the atmosphere and the situation is not conducive for you to execute it. But be honest with yourself also. Don't let anybody sermonize you. Know that if you regard iniquity, the Lord will not hear you. But Jesus is available. You can call upon him today. He will hear you. He will wash you thoroughly. He will wash you clean. You will cry unto him and he will hear you. You will lift up your voice unto the Lord and the Lord will grant the request of your heart. That's what Jesus came to do for us. To restore us to the Lord. To deliver us from iniquity, not just from the act and practice of it, but from the love of it in our heart. God wants us to truly hate iniquity in our heart. And Jesus can do that for you today. If you are honest and open unto him, you shall be saved. I pray you will call upon the name of Jesus and repent of your sin today. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.